State lawmakers will begin to mark up that spending plan, and the House Finance Chairwoman is rethinking how to approach the numbers. That's our reality check today with Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Stuart Yurton. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Catherine.
So tell us, what is Representative Sylvia Luke trying to change?
Well, Chair Luke, as you mentioned, is the Finance Committee Chair in the House, and she's looking at a couple of changes. One would be really giving some teeth to what they call performance-based budgeting. The other is to possibly implement something called zero-based budgeting, which is where they would start from zero at the beginning of the fiscal biennium, or every 2 years, and have the departments justify all the money they would be getting from the ground up.
I can just see these department heads kind of rolling their eyes, like, yikes.
Yes, and it is that would be a big change. The more modest change, but still a pretty big one, would be the performance-based budgeting, where the departments would really need to show how well they're spending the money and what sort of benefits and outcomes they're producing for the taxpayers in order to get the money.
Is this something that's workable, though? I mean, how realistic is it?
It's a really good question. Theoretically, there is a system now for performance-based budgeting. And if you delve into some of the budget documents, there's something called variance reports that show this. The departments actually spell out their measures of effectiveness and then show how well they're meeting those goals. The criticism of that is that the departments create the measures themselves and self-report their how well they're meeting those goals, and then there's little third-party review. But the point is, there is something already. Now, changing it and really giving a lot of oversight would be a lot of work.
I wonder, too, how the unions might play into that, but that might be a whole nother story.
It could be. I mean, it's very complicated. You have all kinds of complicated issues, and not to mention the question, in addition to labor and unions and civil service questions, there are questions about micromanaging. I mean, do you really want the legislature really getting too involved in these areas where the agencies arguably have really the expertise?
Now, I know Representative Luke has been kind of a stickler about these special funds that we have that often get tapped for other stuff.
Yes, that's right. So she has been really watching a lot of this. So the special funds, as you mentioned, it's money that it basically funds the programs and sidesteps the legislature. So money, actually, in a way, the programs sort of fund themselves, but then you end up with these big pots of money and these fiefdoms, sort of, at least the argument is, that the agencies have, and they don't have to keep going to the legislature every year or every couple of years asking for more money. It's just sort of self-funded. The problem there is the legislature has less discretion in figuring out how to spend the money.
So what do other folks think about Sylvia's ideas for changing the way we tackle the budget?
Well, we need to wait and see. You know, generally, I'm told that her counterpart in the Senate, the Ways and Means Chairman Donovan Dela Cruz, generally, I'm told, likes the idea of performance-based budgeting, at least in theory. You know, we need to wait and see how other lawmakers will react to it. And whether this is something that would really, really have some ability to get carried out.
I know you did talk to Marion Higa, the legislative auditor.
Yes. And, you know, Marion's very familiar with this. She's looked at it. She did say it would be a lot of work. It would have to be done piecemeal, sort of in phases and over time. She said trying to do it all at once would be too much. That's really the performance-based budgeting. You know, one of the things Marion said was that, you know, you need people who have the ability to sort of monitor this work and do it. The ability to monitor the agencies and make sure they're actually doing what they say to do. If, for instance, the legislature said, we are going to start setting performance measures and we want to see to make sure that the agencies are really doing something to benefit the public, then you need people who are very skilled both to set those measures and to make sure the agencies are living up to the measures.
Yeah, so we'll see what they do this session. Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.